the home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
For many years now, Strawberry Fair has been organising the Cambridge Band Competition, and it's with great pleasure that I'd like to welcome you to Heat 2. And I'll just hand you over to Liz, who's going to introduce the first act.
OK, so coming on behind me are Megan and Charlotte, who are two sisters who are going to be playing some pop and rock and folk. We have Megan, who is 18, and Charlotte, who is 15. So, 3 years younger. Yeah. Brilliant. I think we can do a much, much bigger cheer to introduce, please. 3 years younger.
Younger.
I am Megan.
And
I'm Charlotte.
Yeah. I'm 18. Charlotte's 15.
3 years younger.
That's where the name came from, actually. Yeah. We've been performing for quite a while, but it's only been recently that we've actually been gigging. But we were performing a lot in the backseat of the car, and that's where we found out that we could actually harmonise together.
So I'll write one, or sometimes Megan will write one, and then sometimes we do it completely together, and it's a mishmash of all of our ideas.
That's actually when the best songs come out, because I have quite a depressing sort of dark sound to my songs. Charlotte has a very happy, clappy sort of pop sound. So when we merge them, it's quite a weird mix. Like, you know, the first song we did way back, that was one of those. So yeah, one of the mergers. But yeah, so we've been gigging for the past few years or so.
Megan's going to uni in a few months and I'm in year 11 at the moment. But music is just what we want to do. We've decided that. And
I'm going to uni because I want to improve our production skills, my production for music. Music production and performance, so at Sussex. Yeah.
Okay. We've done a few little, like, smaller things, but I think this is probably the biggest competition that we've ever done. Yeah, it's great.
I've really had a great time because usually we don't get family and friends to come. We go to the gig and if it messes up, then we just go because we don't know the people. But this is the first time we've had loads of supporters. So it's been a really nice experience. Yeah.
Choose the guys over me. I know the should know by now not to hold on to the past. A mistake I just listen to the wind rise, listen to its feeling. You would make me trust that you would never let me down. Listen to the shoreline waking up my tired dreams. I don't think we are gonna break, I just hope we are gonna. We go through phases, getting bolder, getting older. We go through time and draw the line. Listen to the wind rise, listen to its feeling. You make me trust that you would never let me down. Listen to the shoreline waking up my tired dreams. I don't think we are gonna break, I just hope we are gonna break.
Thank you.
The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Big cheer, please, for Mythopoeic.
Hi, I'm Holly.
And I'm Catherine.
We're both 14. We play like folk music, a lot of what we've written ourselves, and some like covers of traditional folk songs. Well, I play the violin and the ukulele, and
I play the accordion and also the ukulele.
Well, we've been friends for quite a long time, yeah. So, and then one day we just decided we wanted to play together.
We won a competition at Ely Folk Festival and opened for the main stage.
On the same day that Seth Lakeman was playing, so that was cool. We got to meet him. We kind of got thrown into the deep end.
We have a Facebook page called Mythopoeic Band.
Yeah, so if you search Mythopoeic Band on Facebook, it should come up. And we also have a YouTube channel, which is Mythopoeic, spelled Mythopoeic.
The Eye of London, calling me away to see the signs, high up in the sky with the birds. In London, you and I. Look out of the window, see those famous London lights shining brightly through the night. Why don't we go to London? Step into the capsule, fighting all your dreaded fears, people holding back their tears. Why should we go to London? The Eye of London, calling me away to see the sights, high up in the sky with the birds. In London, you and I. In London, listen to the chiming coming from the great clock tower. Big Ben singing every hour. Why don't we go to London? Hear the cars blaring, stuck still as statues in their streets, never boiling in their seats. Why should we go to London? The Eye of London, calling me away to see the sights, high up in the sky with the birds. In London, you and I. In London. London, 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 London. The Eye of London, calling me away to see the sight, high up in the sky with the birds. You and I in London.
So our next song is one that I wrote in a history lesson. But it does have a history theme to it, so I feel like I have an excuse. It's about a man who was found buried under layers of rock and sediment, and he got put in a museum. And there's people wandering past the exhibit and all wondering like where he came from, why he ended up there.
Yeah.
It's called The Man Made of Clay.
Made of clay. He wandered the hills on some long figure clay. Now he's there to lead people to say. I wonder what happens to the man made of clay. Maybe he slipped or maybe he fell. Maybe he stumbled, oh, how can we tell? Maybe he swam and got lost in the night. Or maybe he died in a long ago fight. Down in the valley lives a man made of clay. He wandered the hills on some long forgotten day. Happens to the man made of clay. Deep under a rocky lake bed, buried in clay from his feet to his head. Now he is lying on a museum floor, in a dark empty room behind the locked door.
The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So a big cheer, please, for Bow Down.
So I'm Tom, I play the drums.
I'm Joe R, I play lead guitar.
I'm Joe as well, rhythm guitar.
And I'm Evan, lead singer. And we're missing Loft right now, our bassist, yeah.
We're Bow Down.
We were spending kind of about a month or two just desperately trying to find a name, and we couldn't find anything that fit. And then I came to a Van Practice just wearing a t-shirt that had the words Bow Down on it. And
it was literally staring us in the face. Yeah,
we're all at school together, so
we've been friends for years, and we just thought this band thing might be a good idea.
Yeah, we sort of discovered that we could all play musical instruments, so thought why not? It's a good dynamic. So
this is merely the beginning.
We're playing Junction in a week, so hoping to get bigger then.
But I'm not. Yeah, we're making big strides, which is really really pleasing for us.
Well, all guitar parts are both Joe's, us two, and lyrics are sort of shared amongst all band members.
And then myself, drums and vocals, Evan, we sort of share the melody, and it's quite nice because there's no particular songwriter in the group. We all share a piece of it around, so it works quite well.
We've all like had a separate part to play, like each song we've written, so that feels quite good.
We're looking forward to the next gig already, so that's really good.
We'll be right back. somebody. Somebody, yeah. Giving your own the chance, giving in sweet despair, feeling the joy of life. Now coming through the light, a guide for the night, feeling the joy of life. Sitting on a bed alone, a lonely soul, sad to take his toll. Could feel this low, and I know that it's hard for her. And I know that it's hard waiting for somebody, somebody, yeah. Giving your own the chance, giving in sweet despair. Feeling the joy of life. Now coming through the light, a guide for the night. Feeling the joy of despair, feeling the joy of life. Now coming through the light, a guide for the night, feeling the joy of life.
All right, this is the last one. It's called Ordinary People. Thank you all for coming, and thank you to all the other bands as well. Really enjoyed it. It's been a great experience. Thanks, guys.
All the happy people
The home of Cambridge music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Okay, welcome back. Are you guys ready for the fourth and final act of the under 18 seats? Wonderful. What we have next is the Broccoli King. We have Mary and Harry, brother and sister. Both singers mainly R&B, writing and producing all their own songs, and they've made some fantastic videos on YouTube for you to check out as well. So finally, a big cheer please to welcome the Broccoli King!
We're a band. We're brother and sister. I'm Mary and this is my brother Harry.
Hello.
We're from Cambridge. We don't actually live that far away from here.
Yeah, I work as a team. I work on the music and Mary works on the lyrics. That's generally how it goes these days, and it works very nicely.
I wouldn't say we're like stuck to one genre. We're kind of in a crossover, aren't we, Harry? Yeah. Our vocal coach is, well, he was touring with Craig David and his music, of course, is R&B. So he influences us a lot. Which is nice.
How many gigs have you guys done so far?
This is our second one, isn't it, Harry?
We're just starting out, you know, trying to break into the scene.
Oh, it's been really fun. Great experience. You know, practicing together has been great. So we've really enjoyed it.
Oh,
Thank you so much for having us tonight, Cambridge Band Competition. Our last song is about freedom and doing what you want. So this song's called I Do What I Want.
As everyone's in here, we're going to go straight into doing the audience cheer. So we're going to do each band in turn, and you get to cheer or cheer loudest for the one that you want to win the audience cheer vote today. And the band with the loudest cheer across all the heats isn't already in the final gets to go through to the final.
Okay.
First act.
Okay, so if you think that 3 years younger should be getting a place in the final, then give us a cheer now. Okay. Okay, now give us a cheer for Mr. Payet. Okay, if your favourite band was Bow Down, give a cheer for them. And finally, give us a cheer for the Broccoli King. Okay, so the audience cheer, the band for tonight with the loudest cheer has actually beat the loudest cheer from last week. So currently in the running to be at the final for the audience cheer is the Broccoli King.
The winners of Heat 2 of the under-18s competition were 3 years younger. They were ahead on all of the judges' scorecards and will go through to the under-18s final, which is in the afternoon of Saturday, the 30th of March, and we'll see them there. Here they are with their final number, Ghost Ship.
A ghost ship floating on the water. She was a distant sailing drum. Oh, ah. And she didn't know what was good for her, so she did it anyway. But she knew how it was.
Home of Cambridge Music.
Cambridge 105 Radio.